Sermon. Thoughts on Matthew 13. Newark, New Jersey, June 20th, 1909. Scripture reading, Matthew 13, verse 1 to 12. Oh, how thankful I am for these words, because we need them so much. These were the words that Christ was giving that they needed so much, and some fell upon good ground and brought forth fruit. And now, we want every one of us to be in a position where they can understand the words, the precious words, of Jesus Christ. The Father gave His Son to the world, His only begotten Son from heaven. He laid aside His royal robe and laid off His royal crown. And there He came as a babe in Bethlehem, that He might take humanity just as it was, and that He might take it from infancy, so that He might know how to bring His teachings to fathers and mothers and children, and for all that should come to hear Him. We think how Christ made such wonderful provisions for us. He came as a poor man. He came as a poor man's son, that He might know how to sympathize with those who were in poverty and suffering with diseases, so that He might know how to help them, and bring them consolation and help and strength in every time of need. Oh, it was everything to us that Christ could take us just as we are, and that He could begin to work for our interests, for the salvation of our souls. In the Bible is the highest education that can ever be given to man upon the earth. Why? Because that Christ accepted the disposition of man. He had divinity, and He was humanity combined with divinity. See the blessing in that for us? That divinity could be united with humanity. And thus it was that humanity could become sufficient, by faith laying hold upon the divinity of Christ. That is why Christ came just as a little child, and from His earliest childhood, angels guarded Him. Angels would not permit that Satan should have any power over Him in babyhood or childhood. And then He began to understand what His position was. He knew what His mission was. He was to represent divinity in humanity, so that humanity, although compassed with temptations that they have to meet with while working with their hands, might have divinity to assist them in their struggle with the various problems and dispositions. Previously, their fathers and mothers did not really understand what they should do to care for these children in their very childhood. That not a word should be spoken to annoy them, not to pound them in anger, and thus destroy all their influence over them. What mothers need, and what fathers need, is the precious love of Jesus in their hearts. That the converting power of God should be upon the father's mind and the mother's mind in dealing with their children. And thus, as their children come up in years, they would know that they had Christian parents. Well, you say, what if they are not Christians? Well then, they are sinners, and we want them to become Christians just as soon as possible and to bring themselves into connection with God. You want to help them. Why? Because you have children to save. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And then you will have a pleasant home if you love God and keep His commandments. And if you do not, you shall not have. You want to love God, every one of you. Fathers and mothers, that is the work for you, to begin to love God with all your heart and all your soul. You will have Jesus Christ as your helper to give you a tender and loving heart and a sweet spirit, that you may teach your children to love the Lord, and that they may have a place in the kingdom of God. When the gates will be swung back upon their glittering hinges, only they that have kept the truth shall enter in. They shall see the King in His beauty. And then mothers who have taught their children not to pattern after the worldly fashions will rejoice with them. I am so glad to see, here today, that so many have not their hats on to prevent the people behind them from seeing. In this, you are casting a good influence. You will find that when sickness may come upon some of your neighbors, they will begin to say, What was it that that minister said, or what did that lady missionary say? And thus you may be enabled to lead them to Christ. But that means that we should always be living missionaries for the Lord, ever sowing the seeds of truth. It may be with you just as it was when Christ was upon the earth and when he taught his disciples.
I only want to speak a few words on this occasion, and then I want to give chance for those who are with us to speak. Then I may have another opportunity that we may meet again. But what we want now is that every one of us shall remember that Christ was a little child, and that he knows just what care and tenderness our children need. That is why he took divinity from childhood, divinity and humanity combined. And when we want our children to become perfect in character, we should ever keep before them the perfection of Christ, and then work out our own salvation. You want to walk on the side of Christ, because he began his work in his very childhood, and he began his work for us, and to give us a pattern. I am so thankful when I consider that when mothers did not know what to do with their children, they said, "We will take them to Jesus. We have heard that if we bring them to Christ, that he will bless them. I am going to take my children to Christ, and here are my neighbors. I want them also to go with me." Well, there was quite a company there with their children. Christ was teaching in the temple, and these children were brought in, and the disciples began to send them away. They did not want the Savior disturbed. But Christ caught the words, and he said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 19, verse 14. And he takes the little children in his arms and upon his knees, and then Christ speaks to them in words of comfort, and the mothers go back to their homes. Do you think that they ever forgot the lessons that Christ taught there? He said to his disciples, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not." If we come to him just as we are, and ask him to let his blessing rest upon us, then we may exercise that same spirit toward our own children. Now, what we want is heaven. But we know that nothing impure can enter the kingdom of heaven. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him might have everlasting life, that life that measures with the life of God. John 3, verse 16. If we will only come to him just as we are, in meekness and dependence, and tell him we want him to bless us, our humanity will take hold of his divinity. Divinity must be combined with humanity, and thus we can walk in unity and know that our work is done in simplicity and meekness and dependence upon God. We will certainly see the results. Well, what a happy family we should be. What peace we could bring into our homes. What joy to our children and ourselves. Then we are partakers of the divine nature, having overcome those dispositions of selfishness and wickedness that separate us from God. By taking right hold of the power of God that he has sent in Jesus Christ, the divine, we shall overcome the corruptions that are in the world through lust. On which side are we? We ought to be on the side of Christ and of heaven. Oh, I want to be on the side of heaven. I want that life that measures with the life of God. Everlasting life is ours if we will follow on to know the Lord. We shall know his going forth is prepared as the morning. It does not come all at once. It is Christ who says, "Let your light so shine before men, that they, by seeing your good works, shall glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 16. Now, I ask you, will you take hold of his divine nature? God help us that we may give our hearts to him this very day. It is hard work when we have been brought up unconverted, surrounded by temptations upon every side, to yield ourselves to God. But we cannot afford to give up the conflict, for we have a heaven to win and a hell to shun. We want to bring our children right up to Christ and the gates of the city, that when the gates are swung back upon their glittering hinges, and only they that have kept the truth may enter in, that as families we may remain unbroken. Let us do everything for our children, that they may have a welcome into the city of God with rejoicing. When the harps of gold are placed in their hands, they will fill all heaven with rich music. Now, I want to give chance for some of the rest to talk. I may have another opportunity to talk with you, but what I want is the blessing of God to come right into your hearts. I want you to arouse, and I want you to be able to sing the song of redemption. I want you to join in the song of praise and thanksgiving. Will you do it? God grant that you may. There is a heaven to win and a hell to shun. We cannot afford to give up the battle and thus lose heaven, because many of the angels sympathized with Satan and were cast out of heaven. Take right hold of Jesus Christ by faith, and the blessing of God will be with you every step of the way. Oh, will you do it? God grant that you may. Now I will give way to others.